views is what we're going to look at today. So bring that up at some point, but then when we get to reports, you're going to want to have your computer up. So your Oracle up. And we can try view as well. Okay, what a view is it allows me to put together a structure that I want to see. And it can just be a structure from one table, or it can be a structure from multiple tables. And the nice thing about that is if I have a combination, like I have here, from multiple tables that I frequently want to see, I frequently want to see that combination, I can create a view. And what a view does is it creates a structure, but it doesn't keep the data. Every time you run the view, it regathers the data. So you have up-to-date data in the view, but you have saved basically the structure. And so you can bring up that structure anytime you want to and see all of the things that you decided you want to be able to have together. So if I go out to, and I think I have this donor and donation, but we'll find out. Yeah, I do. So I can stay here and say, create a view called Don't Expand or something like that. Did I spell that right? Yeah, okay. As... so the create as, only now instead of creating a table, I'm creating a view. So I'm saying create view as, and then I do the same thing that I do when I'm creating a backup copy of a table. I just say select and I pick the things I wanted to do. Now in this point, I gave them all an alias. And cont amount does not need an alias in front because it only appears on one table. The things that are getting the alias are things that appear on multiple tables. And I'm saying down here, donor will be called G, donation will be called M, and drive will be called D. And then I'm linking them. And as I said, my linking choice is a Hoya. So I tend to do that all the time. And of course, name is already, okay, so I'd already made it. So I can go back if I want to and change it, but apparently I already made that time. Okay. If I want to edit it, I can go in and change this to 1 and do a file save and a file exit. And then if I run it, it created the new view. So I just gave it a different name, and now I've got the new view. Okay. So now if I go and say select asterisks from don't expand one, I get all of the things that I just set up in that structure, and I get all of the data that I want. Okay, so I've got my data and my output. Okay, so I treat it just like a table. I can say select asterisks from a view, just like I can say asterisks from a table. Okay, so I create the structure of that view, and the structure is saved, just like the structure of a table is saved. The difference is that it doesn't save any data inside the structure. The data is all generated when I run it. So that if I go in and add five things and run it again, I will see those things in there as well. Okay? So that's the value of a view, is you can pull the things together that you frequently want to see together from multiple tables, and then you can treat it very much like a table. Just say, show me the view. Okay, and you can have a very sophisticated thing in there, just like you can with a table. So you can say, select ID number, name, cont, amount, from, don't, expand, one, where cont, amount, is greater than 50. And so I can do all of the kinds of things that I can do with a table. Once I've got a view, those are the things in the view. And there's my description of it. So I really am ending up treating this a lot like a table. Didn't capture it. Okay, I want this one to capture it. I'll get it yet. It really is deciding to be difficult today. All right. So, I have the forms, two on top of each other. I want to take a picture of the screen. And as long as I talked, it did it just fine. Okay. So clearly you have to talk to it while it changes. Okay, so that is basically the way a view works. And there are some more examples in here. But I don't think I did much of anything. This one is, you can do a group by, so I can do just about anything that I want to do. Create view, drive view, that is going to have those fields, firm donation, and group by drive number. Okay, so if I take this one and do this, create, I can't see which ones I put in there. Create view, drive view one, just in case I've already done this. Drive number, total contribution. So those are the fields that I want on the view. As select drive number, the sum of the contribution amounts from donation and group by drive number. okay, and it's now created the view just like it would tell me it's created the table. And if I want to see what's in that view, I can do select asterisk from drive view 1. And it comes back, and I've got different numbers because I have different things up there, but I still have a total for 100, 200, and apparently 300, and any donations. Okay? But I've got now that information. So again, if this is some information that people ask me for constantly, I can create a structure, and then I've got the structure that I can just run it and create it. Okay, so that is views. And pretty much whatever you can do with the table, you can do with the view. And again, it's just a nice way of being able to mainly take things from other tables, combine them from multiple tables. Although I didn't do this here, on this one I just gave a summary of donation that I wanted. Okay, reports are the things that I want you to look at next. In the real world, reports aren't going to be used too much because there's going to be a user interface that makes reports a lot more user-friendly and a lot more friendly, period. So, essentially, you're going to see reports being generated more from the user interface. But we're going to still go over them today and figure out how to do some of the stuff that you can do in them. Okay, so I'm going to go in and I'm going to take the one a little bit further down. The very first one does not tell the name of the data, does not give a name to the data. It produces output, but only because I got lucky, and whatever I had done just before I did this, it took as the data. So if you don't put data there and say select something, it will take whatever you had open last and do it. Okay? Not a good way to operate, because you're relying on remembering what you did last. Okay, so you want to actually look at the one down here, which is including a select, and the select is going to get you the right data that you need. Okay, so that's what you want to do. So you're saying in this one, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to do an edit. And then you're going to give the report a name. So I called it header column 1. I suspect I already have that out there, so we'll go with header column 2. Okay? It comes up, if you're working like I am, with, and I probably should have gone into Putty, but I didn't. So anyway, I'm going to click on the yes, and it's fine. If you go into Putty and you tell it to edit, the Putty editor is going to come up. Okay, so you're going to see the Putty editor. So it says, cannot find the SQL file. Do you want to create a new file? And I'm saying yes. Okay. So then I'm going to come in and I'm going to make this. So I'm saying clear columns. So that clears things out. And then I said column ID number. The heading I want to put on it is donor, and then the pipe means it will take two lines to do it. So if you look down below, you can see the output that came out, and donor is on one line, and ID number is on another line. So it basically is a way to make my header two lines. Okay, so that's what that did for me.
And then I say column, name, heading, and again I did the pipe and did name. And then I say column, cont, amount, heading, and I'm just going to make it contribution, whoops, amount. The pipe being the thing right below backspace, right? At least on these computers. And then I said column, drive number, heading, drive number. Now notice these are from a variety of tables. And then column, drive name, heading, and I messed up here. And what I'm using here is a view as opposed to a table. I could have used a table, but this one is going to be using a view. So it's that view that I created a few minutes ago that I am using here. So I'm taking information from the donor table, the contribution table, or the donation table, and the drive table. And I'm doing that because I brought all that information together as a view. If not, I would need to have a select asterisk down here from and list the three tables, where, and link the tables. Okay, but because I did that when I created the view, I can just use the view. Okay, so and I discovered that if you put the slash in and then hit the space bar and go down, it is a cleaner output than is if you don't. So I did. Okay, so I'm now doing a file save and a file exit. And notice this is called header column 2. And when I come back here, I'm doing header column 2. And there are the results. I did it twice, apparently. That's interesting. At sign.
Is that the at sign?
Yes, that's okay. The at sign.
Okay.
Okay, that's interesting. Edit. Header, column 2. So maybe I lied to you. I'm going to try this by coming back here and taking out the slash and doing a files. I'm going to go down to the next line anyway. Is anybody getting the same double that I am? Because when I played with this yesterday, I wasn't getting the double. So if you try this, yeah, I only got one. So apparently it doesn't like the slash now. Okay, but it may want the slash in yours. So try this. Everybody try it using whatever you use, using PuTTY, and see if that's kind of interesting, because the slash was basically acting like a do it again, and the slash was being read as a do it again.
Maybe because you did an edit from the screen as opposed to just going on a pad?
No, as I said, in the past, no, I've had the slash in there. I've actually executed with a slash, which also can execute. so if I put the slash in here, it also executes. I don't know why I use the at sign most of the time, but if you use the slash, it also executes. So apparently it was, because here I had the double slash. In the editor I had the slash. When I came back, I put the slash. And I swear, we'll all find out I'm a liar, but I swear that when I was playing with this yesterday, the slash was in there and I was only getting one output.
We're not
going to
use the editor. We're not going to use the editor.
Yeah, you go into the editor to create it, but you're basically creating a script. So you're going to go in, but you can use your editor, your putty editor.
Well, if I don't like the editor, I just open Notepad and do it myself, right?
Right, and then, well, yeah. You don't like the editor either, okay. Nobody likes the editor. Okay, well, I must have putty on this machine. So has anybody tried this one yet? Hello? No? All right. We'll try putty. There's putty. Okay. So if I'm using putty, cisweb.bristolcc.edu, and then I go in and change the colors, because basically if I don't change the colors, you're not going to be able to see it. So I want the background to be white, and I want the foreground to be black. Okay, and then I open it so that I get a white foreground and a black. So I'm now going to say, okay, so now I'm in SQL in PuTTY. So I'm going to say edit header column 2. And this comes up, and apparently I already had a header column 2 in there because I'd already done it at some point. So when I just say edit header column 2, which is what I said, it brought up the existing one. Okay, if I said header column 3, then I'd have to write it. Okay, so I'd have to write it. So I brought this up. Then, okay, I'm going to get out of here because I want to create one. So I'm going to say edit header column 3. Okay, and now I've got a blank. Okay, so I've got this blank area here. So I'm going to say clear columns, and then I'm going to say column ID number heading, and I'll do it. That again?
Between the donor and the ID. Like, it was just one time.
Yeah. I think I have one called Don't Expand out there. Okay. So then I do a control O to write this out, right? So I do a control O to write it out, hit enter, and control X. And then I say at sign header column 3. And it produces double output. Okay? So I was wrong. Why didn't I notice that when I was playing with this yesterday? Maybe on my computer it doesn't want to. So we'll go back in and get rid of. So I'm going to do edit. Now, I wasn't that tired when I was doing this.
That's what I was going to say. That's what Paul seemed to me after.
Okay, you gotta bring the thing down. You can't move around like that. Okay, so now I'll save it. Control O. Control X. And at sign header column 3. And it just made me 1. So forget the slash and the edit is what we have discovered. Okay, I've got to go. No, unfortunately, I can't look and see what I did last time, but anyway. And if I put in a slash, it also runs. So you can run it with either header column 3, or you can run it with that. So if I go back in... edit, header column 3, wait a minute, no, I don't want to create it, I just did it through PuTTY, sorry, I was in the wrong place. Okay, so I want to take a picture of that. Okay, so that's how you can go ahead and set up and write a simple report. And notice that it gives you, when you write the report, Control X. Okay. I agree with you. I don't like this. Control X, exit. Thank you.
How did you do that? I can't do it. This is why I don't like it. I can't get out of the edit.
Control X. Whoop, the third time I did it.
You did Control O first to write it out.
Well, this time I did. This time I just went in. But when I want to write it out, I do Control O. Then I have to, it comes up with some whoopity. And I have to hit enter. And then I have to do Control X.
Yeah, the way that I do it, I Control X, and then it asks, do you want to save, and I press enter, and then it'll ask, like, do you want to leave?
Okay. Why didn't it ask, oh, because I hadn't made a change.
Control X first, that's what I do.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it didn't, I hit Control X first here, and it didn't give me that choice, but it was probably because I hadn't changed anything. So I'll make this. I love the fact that you have to make the green thing go around too. Okay, so now I've got that. So if I hit, you're saying if I hit Control X,
yes,
it says save. Okay, answering no will destroy the changes. So the Y is all you need to put in, right?
And then press Control C, I think.
Control C.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's another way. I do it the way I just said, but this, we'll see if this works. Now we're doing Control C. Okay, wait a minute. I left to take a picture and it doesn't like that. Say that again. All right. Edit, header, control 3. And I need to make a change, so I'm making a change to it, except again, I keep forgetting that I got a great green thing over there to make a change. And so you say control X, and then you answer a Y here, and then you do a control C. And then you must have to do a control X, because control C got me over here. I have no idea what I've just been doing. I'm going to stick with my way of doing it.
I don't do that. Hold on. I don't even remember now.
You say control X and enter, right?
Yeah, control X, yes. Control X,
Y. Oh, whatever. Somehow I got out there to fumble around long enough. But control O and then enter and control X are the three that I do, and that seems to work. Okay, so I've now got that out there, and notice that it put the column headers that I wanted. Okay, so now if I go back and look at the handout, if I come down here, I can add a bunch of other things in. Okay. So I can add in a title. Okay. So down in this one down here, I have said set the line size to 65. So I want 65 going across and throw in a title, which they do with key title. Okay. So if I go back in and I say edit header column 3 and I go back in, okay, I've got to remember I'm in PuTTY now. I don't want to be in the other one. I'm in PuTTY. Edit header column 3. It comes up, and I'm going to put in...
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so I'm putting in set line size to 65, and I'm putting T title. Donations with donor and drive. Okay, so I've now added in the title. Okay. Control O. Why did it not like that? Control O. It liked it. Okay. So now I've got the title, and when I ask for a title, it throws in the date and the page number for good measure. Okay. So I've got the title in there, and it's thrown in the date and the page number. Okay, so now if you go down a little bit farther, there is a break, so I can say break on drive number. Okay, but in order to do that, I also should say that I want to select asterisk from donor expand and put an honor clause in there. Okay.
if the order is not the way I want it to be, then I should add the order clause. So I can say brake on drive number and skip two. Okay, and it generates that kind of report. So it's braking on drive number. Okay. Now, what I did is I looked at this and said, well, that's lovely, but that's not usually how you do it when you want to brake on something. You usually make the other one go. You made it hit a different auto. So I created a new view with drive number as the first view, so that when I ran that, I would see drive number at the start. Okay, so I created a new view and got my drive numbers over there, just because I thought it looked better. Yeah.
So the brake command then kind of does the grouping,
yes,
essentially inside the brake. So
that's
you
right.
Have to use it with grouping.
Yep. So if you want to do that, you go into PuTTY, and I'm going to say edit, header, column 3, and you should be doing some of this work too, folks. If I put drive number up at the top, it suddenly just dawned on me that might be a good way to do it. I don't know if that would take that or not. And I'm not sure how to cut and paste in PuTTY anyway. But let's try it.
PuTTY's cut and paste is right click.
PuTTY's cut and paste is what?
Well, paste is right click in PuTTY.
Yeah. I actually know that, except that I never do it right. Okay, so what am I putting in here? I don't even remember now, the brake thing. Okay, I'm not supposed to be doing all the work here. You're supposed to be doing some of it too. And experiment with it. Brake on report, that means final, and drive number, skip 2. Okay, so that's what I've added, right? I don't quite know why I put a capital on that. Okay, so now we're at a control O and control X and at sign, header, column 3. No, it kept the drive number over there. So it is apparently putting them out in the order that they are on the view. Because it kept them over there. Okay, so now my problem is that they're not ordered. Okay, it did the braking, but it broke after everyone because I didn't have them in there together. So if I do a header, edit, header column 3, and order by drive number, okay, come on. It doesn't like me leaving to take pictures.
So now you can see that I put the auto buy in, and when I put the auto buy in, it's now breaking. Okay, so there's everybody for 100. And notice it's group indicated by putting it only once and not putting it in on every line, so it's doing grouping on it. So if I go back and look at it, because I didn't take, I'm not sure I took a picture of it. Okay, then if you go down, you can get a total on these things as well. So I'm saying down here, compute sum of contribution amount on drive number and compute the sum on report. I keep wanting to go in there. So I'm going to add in here my two compute sums. What did I just do? Let me get back in here. Exit. I want to destroy changes. Okay. And again, you have to remember that it's the green thing. You have to move around. Okay, so I'm getting a report total and a drive total. So I'm getting a control O, and then I'm getting a control X. And when I run this, I got some sums. Not terribly pretty, but I got them. Okay, so $315 is apparently for the whole thing. Okay, so the first one was $45, and the next one is $260, and so forth, going through these. And as I said, this is an interesting thing to know, but if the user interface doesn't have a better report, then they're in trouble. Yeah. I want to skip two lines. So after I break, or in this case I said one, after I break I want to skip, I think I've got to skip two. So yes. After I break I'm skipping down two lines.
Did you need to have that?
No. If you don't want to have the break, I just wanted the break separate in these examples, and I'm going with those. So that is the not so pretty, but it does contain the information you want. Report. Okay. Okay, you can get down and you can start formatting these things. So I can go in and I can do formatting. Which format of A8 means I want 8 characters, 16 for that. I want this to be in numeric format and that sort of thing. So if I go back in, if you go back in,
I
Okay, so now I'm going to add the formatting on here. Okay, so I'm coming down here and I'm putting in format A8. And down here, yeah, right, I'm going to format A16. And, oh, drive number was A8. ID should have been another A8, I guess. Name, I'm going to format as A16. Contribution, I'm formatting as $999.99. And this one I'm going to format as A16. Okay. So I'm going to write this. Exit. And why didn't I get what I wanted to get there? I have no idea what just happened. But apparently I formatted it because I'm seeing dollar signs there. So apparently I was successful. So essentially, this is how you can create a report. And I think that pretty much sums up okay, down here, they are adding in one more thing. So we did a compute sum. If we want to, we can compute average. Okay, so it allows me to go in and do the average if I wanted to do that. Okay, here is a bunch of the things that you can do. The problem with reports, and I've yet to figure out how to make them totally go away, is if I now want to go back and say select asterisks from donor. Notice that it just selected asterisks from donor, but I've still got some of the stuff hanging around left over from the report. For example, the header. Okay. And I've still got these column headers hanging around. So if I just go in and say select donor, it is coming back at me and having a lot of that stuff. So, if you go into this, this gives you a bunch of things that you can do to try to fix that and make it better. So if I say T title off, and then I do select asterisks from donor. Okay, what did I do? From. Okay, now I made the title go away. And then if I want to, well, let's try clear columns. Looks like I've gotten it back to where I want to be. Okay, but I have to go through this.
So everyone, like if you did a compute, you have to go play the compute?
I don't think it's doing the compute still, but yeah, you can sit and, do they have a clear compute?
Yeah, I've seen it up there.
Okay. There's a compute there.
It's up above it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the clear compute is up above the column.
Then you're right. So if you wanted to have that in there, yes. Although I don't see that showing up because I didn't do a mount. But let's try select asterisks from donation. And yes, I'm doing the computes. Okay. So if I then say clear compute... Only I can't spell right. I guess it didn't care. Yeah. That's because it goes with the first four characters on a lot of commands. Like describe, you only have to write DESC. And with a lot of things, it takes the first four characters. So apparently that's what it was doing there, was taking the first four characters. And then what else do I want to clear? So select, let's see how much that got rid of. I've still got some attempt at grouping going on. Clear break. And then, and I have not found this wonderful thing that takes this, make it go all the way. So, I've now cleared that, and if I do select asterisks from donation, yeah, I'm back. Okay, so I went through all these clears, and now I'm back. In all honesty, I've found it's frequently better to just log out and log back in because then they all go away. Yeah.
Would it make sense at the end of your view to put the clear tim as a cleanup kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You could.
The way you kind of return to normal.
Yeah, you can have basically set up a script of that that you run.
Yeah, it'll clear everything.
That has all the clears in it, yeah. So anyway, that is how you can write a report in Oracle. And as I said, if the user interface doesn't have a better report, then Oracle wouldn't be doing as well as it's doing. So I'm sure there is something better out there. And way back when I took a bunch of courses in Oracle, we went into the user interface and they did have a good report. And I'm sure it's greatly improved over time. Okay, that I think sums all of this up, and we got through that very fast, and I'm done because I don't have any other topics I want to do. So, if you have questions, if not, go get a cup of coffee, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I got a question, but nothing to do with this.
Okay, all right.
On the quiz... The week four quiz I was doing. We had a couple in there that went